AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Three Americans and a Russian holding a U.S. green card are in U.S. custody overseas after months and years in Russian prisons. Among them, former Marine Paul Whelan and two journalists, Alsu Kormasheva and Evan Gershkovich. President Biden negotiated their release.
Russian authorities arrested them, convicted them in show trials, and sent them to long prison terms. With absolutely no legitimate reason whatsoever. None.
His national security advisor, Jake Sullivan.
This was vintage Joe Biden, rallying American allies to save American citizens and Russian freedom fighters.
Some Russian criminals have also been freed, including a convicted killer. But President Biden says he had to act to keep the imprisoned Americans safe. In Alabama, a former FBI agent has been sentenced to life behind bars for sexually assaulting an 11-year-old girl 3 years ago. Christopher Bauer was hired by the Alabama State Police even after he was kicked out of the FBI in New Orleans amid claims that he raped a coworker at knife point. Bauer's accused of forging an employment letter. Former President Donald Trump remains under a gag order in his hush money trial.
A New York appeals court has denied Donald Trump's bid to end a gag order. A 5-judge panel ruled that the trial judge was correct in extending parts of the gag order until Trump is sentenced. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
That wildfire burning in Colorado's foothills has already turned deadly. Authorities say a body was found inside a home in Lyons. There's been an upset in Olympic tennis. Top-ranked Iga Swiatek lost to China's Zheng Qinwen. Wall Street tanking this afternoon, the Dow down more than 600 points. This is AP News. Polling about a possible vice presidential pick for Vice President Kamala Harris's White House bid.
A new poll finds most of the top potential picks as vice president with Kamala Harris are relatively unknown to voters. Arizona Senator Mark Kelly has more name recognition and higher favorability among Democrats, according to the survey by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. 45% of Democrats and 3 in 10 American adults have a favorable opinion of Kelly, about 2 in 10 have a negative view, and about half don't know enough to have an opinion about him. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, another front runner, but nationally, 6 in 10 don't know enough about him. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is a relative unknown among 7 in 10 Americans, and those with a view are evenly split. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is currently leading the Democratic Governors Association, and Walz wasn't included in the AP poll. Jennifer King, Washington.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.